Listen to the words of Psalm 92 this morning. A psalm, a song for the Sabbath. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmonious sound, for you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forever. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. How many of you know that what it's like to come here on the Lord's Day with a heart full of worship, rejoicing in the goodness of God, wanting to sing his praises, hungry to hear the word of God preached and taught, and longing to know and to love your Savior more and more? Most of us have experienced days like that. Maybe I hope that today is a day like that for you. Most of us also probably know what it's like to come to a Sunday gathering out of just routine, when your heart doesn't seem to be in it. And for those of us who may be inclined to just go through the motions on a Sunday morning, Psalm 92 is a wonderful reminder for us. The title given to the psalm is A Song for the Sabbath. It was designed for and it was used in the weekly synagogue worship of the Jews, in their weekly worship. This psalm gives three main reasons to give thanks and to sing praises to the Lord. He starts off and says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. And so the first reason that we give thanks and that we praise the Lord is because of who he is and what he has done. Spurgeon said, when it says it is good to give thanks, he says it is good ethically, for it is the Lord's right. It is good emotionally because it is pleasant to the heart. It is good practically, for it leads others to render the same homage. We give thanks and we praise because the Lord is God. He is the Lord, Yahweh. In fact, the word Yahweh is used 7 times here in this psalm for the seventh day. Sabbath, seventh day, and Yahweh is used 7 times. He's also called the Most High. He is the ultimate sovereign of all things. He is the God also of loving kindness and faithfulness, as we see in verse 2. And so we praise him continually, day and night, he says. And we praise him with music and instruments. Why? Because his works make us glad. That's what he says in verses 4 and 5. We triumph in the work of his hands, it says. His works like creation and providence and salvation, great works that stem from God's deep thoughts, as he says in verse 5. So we praise him because of who he is and what he has done. Secondly, in verses 6-9, we see that it is good to give thanks and to praise the Lord because he will judge the wicked. You know, in the middle of this psalm of praise and thanksgiving, the writer of the psalm refers to the godless, the senseless, the fool, who seem to flourish in, at least for a time, in this world. They're wicked and yet they're prosperous. And the psalmist, you know, he knows that he's living in a world that is full of evil and full of temptations. He's not living, going through life with rose-colored glasses. He knows the reality of the world in which he lives, and yet he still comes and says, it is so good to give thanks and praise to the Lord our God. Why? Because even though this world seems to be upside down and backwards, in so many ways, in this, the people of this world seem to be so senseless and foolish and going away from God. He says this: the truth is, the wicked will be judged, and they are no threat to the Lord's sovereignty. The wicked will not stand forever, and the Lord will reign forever. Third reason it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to his name is because he causes his people to flourish. You see this in verses 10 through 15. The psalmist here uses a lot of imagery. This imagery is used to convey the point that God will give strength and stability and longevity to those who belong to him. While the wicked are described as grass that will fade away, the righteous are described as strong trees that will remain. Psalm ends just as it began, with praise to the Lord our God. He says, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. He is righteous and good and strong. And as we live in this world, it can be easy to see things, you know, through the wrong lens, especially if we're not coming and gathering together and reminding ourselves, like this psalm does every week, that it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to the Lord our God. We're tempted to lose hope and to lose passion for God. But take this reminder and live it today. We have been given the Word of God to show us that God is good, he is great, and he is worthy of our worship. And we know that in the end, God reigns, and we will reign with him. Father, thank you for your word. As we sing in response to this, Father, we pray that you would just burn these truths into our hearts through Christ our Lord. Amen.